With SRN News, I'm Keith Peters in Washington. Iranian missiles struck a U.S. airbase in Qatar in retaliation for last weekend's U.S. attacks on Iranian nuclear facilities. An Iranian television station called it a mighty and successful response. Meanwhile, some of President Trump's advisors are expanding on his remarks on Truth Social about regime change. Deputy Assistant to the President Sebastian Gorka says that Iran needed to heed President Trump's warning Saturday night following the strike against its nuclear facilities.
What does he say afterwards? He says, and you better stop it now, and this better be the end of it, and we better have peace, or we will do even worse to you.
Gorka spoke to the Salem Radio Network. President Trump has met with his national security team today. The East Coast is sweltering under the heat dome that has moved into the area from the Midwest. Rehoboth Beach visitor from Maryland, Vak Kobiashvili, says the heat wave brought him to the beach.
The East Coast weather, at least from my perspective, is just very sweaty in the summer. It's just like my dog doesn't even want to be outside, and my dog loves being outside. But it's that like walking through a swamp kind of feeling.
Heat warnings continue for much of this week from the Midwest to the East Coast. A new report finds the number of abortions in the U.S. grew in 2024 as more women obtained pills through telehealth. The latest week count project for the Society of Family Planning finds that one in four abortions uses medications prescribed by a provider who does not see the patient in person. On Wall Street, the Dow up by 374 points. This is SRN News. The Barna Group issues a wide-ranging report on America's pastors.
The poll reveals that upwards of 90% of our clergymen remain strong in their faith. And while most of them are not getting rich, they are financially stable and a bit better off than the average layman. However, the Barna report also indicates that when it comes to health, physical and emotional, pastors are doing worse than the general population. They also lag behind in the quality of their personal relationships. Michael Harrington, SRN News.
The Democratic Party has built up a big fundraising advantage in the gubernatorial and legislative races in Virginia. Democrats are hoping to keep or expand their thin majority and amend the state's constitution to enshrine both abortion and gay marriage. Virginia is one of two states, along with New Jersey, that host statewide elections in the off year. Some expect the results to be a foreshadowing of the 2026 midterm elections. This is SRN News. There's more information about that church shooting near Detroit. Correspondent Julie Walker has more on the story.
Police Chief Ryan Strong says 31-year-old Brian Anthony Browning had no criminal history when he opened fire outside his mother's church in Wayne, Michigan. Cross Point Community Church was full of parishioners, including many children. The service was being live-streamed, but Browning never made it inside. Strong says he was driving recklessly in the parking lot when he was spotted.
He approached the church building and began firing his weapon.
He shot a person in the leg who's recovering.
Several staff members from the church approached the gunman. A parishioner struck the gunman with his vehicle.
That's when church staff shot and killed Browning. Audio courtesy WXYZ. I'm Julie Walker.
More details available at srnnews.com. From Washington, I'm Keith Peters.